Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York Senior Fitness Guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for sunshine this afternoon. Today's high 60. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 42, and rather cloudy tomorrow with a couple of showers in the afternoon. Sunday's high 62. Monday, mainly cloudy, a shower in some spots across the southern tier. Monday's high 59. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Sally Sherman.
It is partly cloudy, 54 degrees in Buffalo.
Paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Thank you so much for listening locally and from far away on our Odyssey app. I love it. We have such great talk shows here on WBEN, and we continue that right into the weekend. And so for folks who are listening far away on the Odyssey app, no matter where you are, we're coming to you from Buffalo, New York, also known as Western New York, and we're thrilled to know that you are listening. I got a fun little fact before we start our show today. Today is Teflon Day, commemorating the accidental invention of the nonstick substance way back in 1938. Yeah. DuPont chemist Roy Plunkett discovered he had created the unique polymer while trying to invent an innovative new refrigerant. I tend to have only heard of Teflon, I think, in the late 60s. I had no idea that it actually was invented in 1938. Maybe some of you remember that. I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of fun to pick up on some of this stuff. We have a lot to talk about today, and that's why I'm so glad you're here. You have heard me talk up SAS shoes. Now, this is an incredible place at Main and Transit. I'm there. I've got my shoes there. My husband, we are ready to waltz into spring. And you know what? Now you can too, because their annual spring sale is on now through May 21st. You can save $15 on all your favorite SAS styles and the many more brands that they carry. And that discount is off each pair purchased. It's not just at the end, you know, when you total everything up. And here to tell us more is Paul Grandstaff, who's the manager. Hi, Paul.
How are you, Linda? How are you?
I'm just doing great, and I'm so happy that the weather's about to take a turn. We've already had a couple of nice days, and you know that annual spring sale is going to be perfect with sandal season.
Absolutely. The weather is perfect.
The weather is, yeah. And listen, I wanted to let everybody know that the last time I was in SAS, I was overwhelmed with the amount of different shoes you have. You've got the sandals. You've got the walking shoes, running sneakers. You've got the boot store next door. And I got to tell you, they're all beautiful shoes. They're not orthopedic shoes. They're orthotics and well-made footwear made in the USA. And they're fantastic and they're beautiful. And I have to tell you, we're getting ready to take our train trip with about 25 different folks here from Western New York. And we had our little get-together the other night. And we were talking about all the things to remember. And someone voluntarily jumped up and said, and don't forget to stop at SAS Shoes and get your shoes because you're going to be doing some walking. And I thought that was such an awesome, awesome little announcement for the whole group.
That's great to hear that, Linda, because I was aware that your trip was coming forth. And, of course, we have the kind of footwear that's stylish that will enable them to go on any of these trips and walk for any length of time without being uncomfortable.
Absolutely. You know, and I think a lot of us need to hear this message because we make the same mistake over and over. Our feet hurt. Our feet change as we get older. And we continually walk into the big box stores hoping we're going to find the perfect pair, not realizing they're all cookie cutter shoes. They're not made for your foot. Over at SAS, you folks are so educated in really, really measuring somebody's foot, not only the length, but the width, the type of weight you put at different parts of your foot. You have actually machinery as people step on. You have a 4 to 12 in all shoes in slim to triple wide, men's sizes 6 to 18 from slim to 6E widths. And there's an awful lot of people who really fit outside of the lines and need a special size.
Yeah, I think we carry the broadest widths and sizes in all of West New York, Linda. That's what we're known for, besides the comfort aspect in our store. If I could mention one thing with the population that we deal with on your show, which is, you know, basically what, 50 on up?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. And what we have found, and people are understanding that we understand about people, is that they have different issues that are affected, like increased soft tissue stiffness,
mm-hmm.
or they got decreased range of motion, and that means they could fall easily. There's lack of cushioning on the balls of their feet and heels. We notice this with the ladies more than the men, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why. And with decreased strength and a more pronated posture where you're rolling in,
mm-hmm.
affects your joints, affects your hips, your knees, and your lower back region. So there's this reduced joint mobility, and there's less efficient propulsion when you're walking. What that really means is we have types of footwear that will propel you more when you're walking and take pressure off your heel and off the balls of your feet, because you won't be on there long because you're moving into the next phase of what we call your gait.
Absolutely. Yes, go ahead.
And I think that would help people that are up there in age that want to enjoy the best that life can give them, whether they're going with you on your special excursions, or they're going down to Florida, or they're doing things with their grandchildren on longer periods of time. They can do these things because they're not really aging like they think they could age.
Absolutely. You have so many people who come in for the first time to SAS, and they're kind of like grimacing because their feet hurt, and they're walking out, and it's almost like they're walking on clouds. You know, you can just see their demeanor change, knowing that I can go on my trip. I can go walking at Disney World, you know, with my grandchildren because my feet don't hurt. And there's an awful lot of reasons. Now, Paul was talking about a few things that happen as we get older. Let's face it, ladies, we've all worked so hard all our lives, and maybe we were walking in high heels for many of those years. Well, maybe because of that, you have a bunion problem. And that makes that widest part of your foot between the bunion and the other side. Well, that all of a sudden now puts you in a wider shoe. And if you're not going to SAS and understanding that as part of your fit, you're always going to be uncomfortable. And we're just so against that as we're starting to get older, Paul. We want to be comfortable. We want to be beautiful. And we want to wear good footwear. And that's what you're selling.
Well, I think we're selling also the education, too, Linda. Just like in the old days of SciSim, an educated consumer is our best customer.
Mm-hmm.
And the more they're educated, the more they can make these kinds of decisions. You talked about the women that were wearing high heels, and they're very, very sexy and very feminine, of course. But it's not too feminine when you're in trouble. And one of the issues that we found in this store, I noticed it the last couple of times, was Morton's Neroma. I'm not trying to influence you with special words, but that is a special pressure on the balls of your feet, and it's very painful, and sometimes it needs surgery. Well, if I can add one more thing, Linda, I did find one lady that came in the store who had that specific situation, and she just was really exasperated, and she said, I don't want to have surgery. I said, well, I don't blame you, because you never know what's going to happen. I said, I told her where the pain was. She said, yeah, my doctor said this is what you said it is. So I put a piece of MetPad proximal to that third and fourth metatarsal heads where you feel that nerve being pinched, you know, to Morton's, which is a neuroma. I said, well, maybe we'll get lucky on this. So I went in the back and I cemented it with special glue to the install and put it there and held my breath, because we don't always succeed with this one any more than doctors do.
Sure.
Well, she put it on. And I finally saw the change in her facial expression to a more happy mode.
Oh, wow. You changed her life. You didn't even realize it.
And she didn't think that she could find that here. I said, well, we know a lot because we've seen a lot. I've done clinics, Linda. I'll be doing some more with the Clarence area. So we're getting the word out. Thank God for Senior Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a couple other stories to share with you of people who listen and who have benefited from that experience.
Oh, I'm so glad. Comfort, fit, and quality. That's what we're talking about. We give so little respect to our feet. But let me tell you, when you go to SAS, you'll be treated with respect and with so much education from Paul Grandstaff, who's the manager. Or maybe you'll see Donna, that's who helped me. Or Ron, or Aaron, who's the owner. You see these people, they all have 20-plus years of experience doing this. And they have computer help as well. You'll step on a piece of equipment that will actually show you where you're holding your weight. And that way, they can help you with orthotics that are made just for your feet. And let me tell you, if you're thinking that this is going to cost a fortune, you know what you're already paying for the sneakers with the slash and everything else. They are price comparable with anything that you're going to find anywhere else. Why not get the best and get a wonderful shoe that's pretty much made for your foot? And that's at SAS. And Paul, again, you've got your incredible spring sale going on now through May 21st. I know there's some clearance items there, but people can save $15 on all of your favorite SAS styles and the many more brands that you carry. And that $15 discount is off each pair purchased.
You know, when you talk about, and that's a nice savings, Linda, because the quality of our footwear made in the United States goes through about 100 different applications for that shoe to come out in the basis that it does come out to.
Wow, really?
And so that there's a lot of effort put in it. They're not cookie cutter styles. These are designed and made by shoe fitters and shoe craftsmen. They know feet, and there's different styles of feet. So we try to accommodate the different shapes that are out there. And I feel that that's very important to know that. And so I think the bottom line is we have a philosophy here that people that might be in a shock when they see the prices, we would rather explain price only once, Linda, than apologize about quality forever.
Absolutely, because you will have that pair of shoes for a long time. You're going to have a pair of shoes that's beautifully made, and it's going to last three or four times as long as the cheap shoes. Remember, most of the shoes that we're all wearing on our feet are from overseas. Those people, God love them, are smaller than we are. Which means, and you know that when you buy clothes, if you were wearing a size 10, you could be a 12 or a 14 because they cut them smaller than our average American population. Same goes, you know, it's the same story with shoes. You're getting something that's pre-cut from thousands of miles away. It's not really made for our feet. It's not made for our problems. And we deserve to have our feet comfortable after a lifetime of work. Get rid of the work boots, get the sandals, get some beautiful walking shoes or sneakers from SAS and Saucony that's in stock. Women's sizes 4 to 12 in slim to triple wide widths. Men's sizes 6 to 18 in slim to 6E widths. Amazing. The annual spring sale at SAS is going on now. They're open Monday through Saturday. The SAS experience is waiting for you. Orthotics and well-made footwear made right here in the USA. You don't believe me? Give them a call. 716-631-1002 or sasshoes.com. And right next door, there's Route5Boots.com. Remember, they're not orthopedic shoes, but orthotics and well-made beautiful footwear made right in the USA. Go enjoy the SAS experience. I did. I'm going to be ready for my trip. You can be too. And remember their annual spring sale on now through May 21st.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Linda Pellegrino with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. And as you know, I always kind of like to get everybody going with a fun fact of the day. Here's one for you. The sound made by the Krakatoa volcanic eruption way back in 1883 was so loud it ruptured eardrums of about of 40 people 40 miles away. Imagine that. It ruptured the eardrums of people 40 miles away. It traveled around the world four times and was clearly heard 3,000 miles away. And that's like standing in New York and hearing a sound from San Francisco. Isn't that amazing? That's the sound made by the Krakatoa volcanic eruption in 1883. Wow. All right, everybody. I always like to get us on the same page before we start talking. And I would imagine those people who had ruptured eardrums were going to need the services of a doctor. And we just happen to have a doctor for a different reason on today with us, Dr. Brian Snyder from Catholic Medical Partners. Hello, Dr. Snyder. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's really nice to have you back with us. And we always like to let everybody know that we're so happy to be affiliated with Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. We're going to be talking about something rather serious for today, Doctor, and that is palliative care. So let's back up and let's hear a little bit more about you, Doctor, and where you practice.
Okay. Well, I'm the medical director for palliative care, amongst other things, for Catholic Health. So most of my work involves either work in the hospitals of Catholic Health, or also I spend a lot of my time in the long-term care and subacute rehab facilities of Catholic Health.
Okay. So let's talk about palliative care. What exactly is it?
So palliative care is a newer specialty. It became an official medical specialty back in 2006. And it's a specialty that really focuses on taking care of people with serious illness. And it focuses on symptom relief. So a typical medical specialty will focus on curing various medical problems. Palliative care is focused on relieving symptoms, so relieving pain, relieving shortness of breath, relieving any kind of symptoms that are distressing. And it's a little bit different because it's not just focusing on the patient, although clearly that's the main focus, but it's also focusing on the family and helping be a support system for the family and the patient. You know, I like to tell people, you know, many of us have had loved ones or ourselves have had serious illnesses, and it's a very lonely feeling. And when you don't have the entire family support, it can be even more difficult. So it's a holistic medical specialty that focuses on the relief of stress and anxiety and symptoms of serious illness.
Doctor, what kind of patient then seeks you out, and where can somebody access palliative care services?
So right now, unfortunately in Buffalo, right now most of the palliative care services really need to take place in either one of the acute care settings, either a hospital or a nursing home or an emergency department. Ideally, we'd like to spread this to the community, but I do want to say that although my specialty is hospice and palliative care, people can get this type of care from their primary care physicians, and that's another place that they can get it. In the community in Buffalo, primarily the only outpatient way to access palliative care is through a program called Home Connections, which is a program through hospice where nurses and nurse practitioners provide some supportive care, but mainly this is accessed in the hospitals and in our nursing facilities and emergency departments.
Now, is that the only difference between palliative care and hospice, or are there more?
Yeah, so that's a common misunderstanding. And when I talk about palliative care and hospice, I don't want anybody to think that there's, you know, one is good and one is bad. They're all part of the continuum. In fact, hospice is part of the palliative care continuum. But, you know, hospice is focused on someone in the last 6 months of their life. So when someone is eligible for hospice care, their two doctors have certified that they expect that their life expectancy is less than 6 months. And the hospice team is focusing on helping that patient to die well and preparing to say goodbye. And when you're enrolled in hospice, you have to give up curative treatment. Palliative care is really quite different, although it's on that continuum. So it's with people with serious illness, but not people who are necessarily in the last 6 months of their life. And it's It's people who are still seeking curative treatment, still seeking integrative care with all the other specialties, but focusing on symptom relief. And, you know, there's been some really good studies. One sort of famous study looked at people who got palliative care in addition to standard care for lung cancer. And not only did they have a better quality of life, but they actually lived longer. So the people who focused on both quality of life through palliative care treatment and curative treatment actually lived longer.
Well, doctor, let me ask you this, because a lot of people have what they call the advanced directives, okay? And of course, none of us really know what the end of our lives will be like. So if you have an advanced directive, how might that play a role in your palliative care?
Yeah, so that's really a really good question. So in New York, we have a number of documents, but really two that are official. One is called the Healthcare Proxy, and that's probably the most important document. It's really a simple document. It can be simple or complex, but typically it's a simple document. And it allows people to sort of appoint someone who would stand in their stead if they weren't able to make their own decisions. So I always tell people, you know, have a conversation with somebody. So it's not just completing the form and picking the person, but making sure that that person knows what you want, knows what your goals are for the future, so that if they have to stand in your place, they know what to do. There are also people who will complete something called a living will. Now, living wills are not legally binding in New York, but living wills are much more detailed documents, and they describe in detail what people want under various circumstances. So they may say things like, if I have no hope for meaningful recovery, don't prolong my life. They may specify things about wanting or not wanting a feeding tube, things like that. The other document that is useful for someone who has a serious illness and is in the last several months of their life is called a MOLST form, M-O-L-S-T, and it stands for Medical Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. And that's really an advanced directive that it gets down to very specific details. So it asks people, you know, if they were to die suddenly, would they want to be resuscitated? Would they want to have chest compressions? Would they want to have a breathing tube put into place? Would they want to have a feeding tube? Would they want to have IV fluids to keep them alive? Would they want to be on dialysis? It gets into the nitty-gritty and allows people to really define how they want things to go towards the end of their life. Now, that document is not for, you know, a younger person. It's for someone who has a serious illness in the last several months of their life. But a healthcare proxy is for all of us. I mean, I have a healthcare, I'm not super young, but I have a healthcare proxy, and I've had one for most of my adult life. Because I know who I want to make my decisions.
Of course. No. I was just going to ask, do you find that palliative care on the whole then might be underutilized?
It's very underutilized. I think it's probably not recognized as is even being out there by many people. Even the medical community has a lot of misunderstandings about palliative care. I think most people, when they hear palliative care, think hospice. And so they only think of end-of-life care, and they sort of think, I'm not ready for palliative care, because they think it's hospice care. But really, it's not that. It's a much earlier. In fact, we can do the most good when we start getting involved in the care of someone when they're beginning their journey with a serious illness.
Absolutely. It's definitely a conversation that needs to take place. We want to thank Dr. Brian Snyder from Catholic Medical Partners and remind everybody that Catholic Medical Partners, this show is brought to you by them with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. A New York judge ordered Friday that the state's congressional and state Senate primaries be delayed until August 23rd to provide enough time to replace district maps that were ruled unconstitutional earlier this week. State Judge Patrick McAllister moved the primaries back from their original date of June 28th and says the independent expert he tasked with helping him craft new maps will finish drawing districts by May 20th. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown gave his annual State of the City address on Friday and touched base on a number of different talking points, including a 4.53% tax increase, which will generate over $6.6 million in annual additional revenue.
Despite this increase, the city's tax rate will be $10.38 per $1,000 for residential properties and $18.34 per $1,000 for commercial properties. Still less than half the tax rate our city had when I took office in 2006.
More from the mayor's available for you online. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
"I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation."
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, again, good morning, everybody. And once again, welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. We do this show just for you, so you can feel empowered, I think, when it comes to all decisions that we're all making at this age. And I have to tell you, a lot of people, especially with COVID on the scene, or really just a matter of getting older, I think a lot of people have concerns about getting your affairs in order, just making sure that things are going to go the way you wish them to go. So you know what? While you're feeling good, this is a great time to talk to some folks who are experts in this. I know. I've been to them. I feel like I am ready to go with whatever the future deals with me because my affairs are in order. And of course, who are we talking about? We're talking about the wonderful attorneys at the Stamm Law Firm. On the phone with us this morning, we have Brian and Brad Stamm, and we also have Elisa Rossler, who heads up their trust department, and we're going to find out what that is and when that comes into play. So good morning, everybody. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
You know, it is so important that we have worked our whole lives for our little pot of whatever it is, our assets, our money. And it's important now to steer it all in the right direction and just to make sure that that money is still working for you, even after you're gone. So, folks, why don't you tell us a little about what a trust does and when that comes into play?
Linda, before we jump into the trust, which we will in a second, you really nailed it on the head in your opening when you talked about people getting their affairs in order. Because that's something that the three of us, when we're meeting with clients, that's the term of art that they're using. They want to get their affairs in order. And it is so important, and we are urging the community to think about this. And it's coming up for various reasons. We have children of elderly parents that come in and say, I'm going through a nightmare right now, and I don't want that to happen to me, so I want to get my affairs in order. Or we have the older individuals who are coming in saying, I'm getting all these questions. I don't know what I'm being asked. I got to get my affairs in order. So you absolutely nailed it when you said affairs in order. And that's what we're trying to get the community to think about. You really should get your affairs in order, whether it's COVID, whether it's, like you said, getting older, or it's that time in life. You really got to get this stuff done.
And let me just stop you and say there's actually a third group that I learned firsthand, and that is the group that thinks they have their affairs in order, and they do not. We found that out with my family. They thought that their will was all buttoned up. We found out that they never signed the papers for the power of attorney. We found this all out later. So even if you're talking to loved ones and you're asking them these questions, until you see the document, you're really, really not sure that they do have these things buttoned up. And believe me, it's not a good thing down the road when you find out by accident.
You know what, Linda, that's a great point. And what I've noticed recently, just meeting with a few recent clients, like I had a client that did a will in Cleveland through the Coast Guard. None of it was applicable to New York State.
Ugh.
He resides in New York State. I had other clients that had powers of attorney they thought were done, but you're right, they weren't signed, similar to what you're talking about. And from our perspective at the Stam Law Firm, we can't tell you what your prior lawyers did or didn't do or followed up with. We give our clients a full package of everything they need to keep at home. We keep copies in our office, and we send things down to the clerk's office for filing. So we tell them there's three locations where these papers can be located so your family members can find them. But what we see when we first meet with people is they think, like you just said, everything's been done, and then we realize, well, actually, only about 50% of what you need has been done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, let me tell you, everybody, because in my parents' case, we went and researched what they thought they had signed. So we thought we would call the lawyer and find out. Well, guess what? The lawyer not only retired, the lawyer passed away with no, you know, they did not have another generation coming in. The Stam Law Firm has been helping families in Western New York for 5 decades. And there are more attorneys constantly coming up. You will not have that problem when it comes to estate planning and Medicaid and asset protection and things like that, because the Stams will always be here. And I cannot tell you the peace of mind that gives me, folks.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And you're right, Linda. You know, my brother was telling a story about that recent client he met with. Elisa and I had a client we just spoke to literally yesterday who we were going to be doing some pretty complex work for, and we found out that the power of attorney she has didn't have the statutory gift rider that is vitally necessary, or we can't do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because if you just ask the client, they say, oh, yeah, no, that's all set. Mm-hmm. I did that years ago. I'm good. You always got to say, well, can we just take a look at it?
Right.
And sure enough, we take a look at it. So, listen, one of my messages to all your listeners is, you know, if you want us to just take a look, we'd be happy to take a look to try and help you, because what's most frustrating is when we're trying to do some work and we can't do it because something wasn't done, maybe years ago, wasn't done correctly. So that's a big issue out there, I have to tell you, Linda.
Absolutely. And when one half of a married couple passes away and they were the ones who were responsible for getting all this done, and now you have one spouse who just looks at you because that's my mom, she doesn't know. My father took care of it all. And then there were things that he didn't take care of that she had no idea. And I say, this is not the time to find this out. when all of a sudden you need this. So this is why you folks are here, and it always will serve the client just to give you a call and tell them what your situation is, and then let them help you about the things that you need to do. So let's talk about that. Let's move on to what you can do, and when it comes to a thing like a trust is where we started out with this conversation.
Absolutely, Linda. So what a trust really does is it functions as a substitute for your will. And it kind of ties into what we were talking about, because some people may think they have everything in order, even if they have all their documents signed. But when you bring a will into us and we look at it, and then we look at all the assets that you may have and what your plan is with those assets, and then we compare it with a will, and we say, well, maybe a will isn't really enough for what you want to accomplish. So that's when we start talking about trust and different types of trust. So a lot of the types of trust depends on what you want to control, how much you want to control it, and are you willing to give up any control?
Okay. So can a trust be put into place if you would like a grandchild, a great-grandchild, to have some of your assets, but they're not old enough yet to make decisions?
Absolutely. There's several different options that you can do with trust, especially for inheriting in future generations, not just your next generation. So if you want to control how grandkids inherit, maybe say you're doing your estate planning, your grandchildren are still very young, maybe under the age of 5, you don't know how they're going to manage their money or what their lives are really going to look like, and you really just want to make sure what you're leaving them is protected not only for them against themselves, but also so you can kind of teach them how to manage money in the interim.
Well, let me talk to you about this. We have families that are blended, families that don't always get along, whether they're nuclear families or not. You may not be crazy about, you know, the kids, all right? But it's the grandkids you want to protect. Can you put a trust together without really getting that second generation involved?
Absolutely. The beauty about trusts are that you can tailor them however you want, and trusts are private as long as you don't have to go through probate in order to get the assets into the trust. So that's really when I recommend trusts, is when you really want to maintain as much privacy as possible, and maybe you don't even want these people to know that you've really disinherited them.
Right. Yep, that's the group we're talking about, those disinherited.
And you know what, Linda? Like Elisa said, what's great about a trust is they really can be fluid and changing and ever-changing to your specific needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just a 12-page piece of document that has to be the same on every page. Every family has a different need and has different wishes and wants. So sometimes, and the reason you sometimes go outside the will is for the family to save money later. You know, we sometimes, our own law firm is taking away future business because we're avoiding probate, which costs extra money for the family to go through the surrogate's court and administer the will.
Mm-hmm.
By doing a trust now for a few thousand dollars, we're saving people $50,000 later in legal fees.
Mm. Listen, folks, if you are listening to our conversation and we are really striking a chord, let me give you some information. We're speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and also Elisa Rossler, who heads up their trust department. These are the folks you can trust. If you want to pick up the phone and give them a call, do it. 631-5767, 631-5767, or do log on to stamlaw.com. And we're all about stamping out myths. And if you think that if you don't do anything about getting your affairs in order, and then it will naturally just move to the next generation, folks, you are wrong about that, and you're letting the state come in, and you're giving even more. You love paying taxes? You're going to pay even more to New York State because they're actually going to get most of what you're leaving. It is so important to have control over all those assets that you work so hard in your whole life to make sure it works for you in retirement, and it can work if this is what you want to the next generation. Because the Stamm Law Firm has been helping families in Western New York for 5 decades with your legal matters. Not only can they help with this estate planning, how about Medicaid when that comes into play? Asset protection, personal injuries from car accidents or slips and falls. They counsel businesses and do business planning. Maybe you have a small business, and that small business now will be left to the next generation in your family. They can help with that, and it's all under one umbrella. So you're not looking for an attorney from this firm, an attorney from that firm, because they have all the attorneys that you're going to need, just like Elisa, who heads up their trust department. They have people like this under the same umbrella. And again, their motto has always been, let the Stamm family help your family. It's what it's all about. Listen, let me thank Brad and Brian Stamm and Elisa. You're going to be hearing more about them here on Senior Radio. They have so much help for you. And once again, their main number for two locations in Williamsville and Clarence are 631-5767, or do log on to Stamm, that's double M, stammlaw.com.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Linda Pellegrino, of course, with you here as host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Always great to have you with us. We have a brand new season ahead of us. It's very exciting. Hopefully, with the COVID receding into the background, we're going to get out more. We're going to exercise more. We're going to see our friends more and socialize more. And you know what? That means good living. And if you really want to maximize this point in your life, maybe it's time for you to start thinking about Medicare. Medicare can be a wonderful thing, especially if you are introduced to it in the right way. It can be a nightmare if you don't have anybody to help you through it. But let me tell you, Clarity Group makes sure that they their motto is Medicare Made Clear. Believe me, by the time you leave any office of Clarity Group, that's why they're named Clarity Group, You'll understand about the plan that you have picked. You'll see what it can do for you. You'll find out that it's affordable to you. And the nice thing is that these folks at Clarity Group locally are here all year round with the doors open. You can call anytime you have a question. You can call anytime or walk in and visit, and even take their Medicare 101 sessions if you'd like to come in on a Saturday and learn a little bit more about the process. These ladies and their wonderful staff really make sure they are up to date on all of the changes, because as we know, it can be very, very complicated. We want to welcome all the principal folks from Clarity Group. We have Sally Steyer, who's president, Lisa Giancarlo, vice president, and Karen Olson, vice president, all standing by. Again, good morning, ladies. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Linda.
Great to have you here. Hey, Karen Olson, let's talk about the advent of all of these incredible commercials that are invading our televisions, these 800 numbers where people, famous people, are imploring you to go ahead and call them. You're not getting everything that you could be getting on Medicare. We know that's not true if we visit a Clarity Group office.
You know, those numbers, Linda, are from brokers who are in other parts of the country who are not really familiar with our network in this area. And we have all the plans that they're trying to get you to call about. So in most cases, when you call those numbers, they're only allowed to offer you the national carriers. We offer both national and local. We can show you all the plans that are available in our area, everything from an HMO to an HMO POS to a PPO, Medicare supplement plans, prescription drug plans. So we've been trained and contracted with all the carriers that offer the plans in our area. We can show you all the buyback plans or the plans that give you dental and vision and all of that. So it's a difference between trying to imagine what they're going to enroll you in or actually sitting down with us and seeing the actual materials and comparing the plans one right next to the other. So we're all about educating. We're all about being transparent. I'm not trying to trick you into anything or tell you things that, you know, maybe are so fantastic that you think you're missing something. So we're here to just show you the truth and what's out there in each plan and help you find the plan that's a really good fit for you.
Yes, and you make it very enjoyable, I may say, as well, from being a very satisfied customer. Now, Sally Steyer,
you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you. Sally Steyer, you are president and founder of Clarity Group. A lot of people listening might say, yeah, but on TV they say it's a free service. What have you got to say to that?
Well, our services are always free.
How about that, folks?
How about that? So you're right. So we founded Clarity Group. Actually, we're just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. And one of the things when we started the company was that we wanted a service that people could count on to learn all their Medicare options in one location, as opposed to having to go from company to company and learning everything. It's a one-stop shop. You can come to Clarity. We are contracted with almost all of the area carriers, local and national, and we get paid on the back end by those carriers. So for the client, there is never a fee. You can come to us, and we'll give you all the information, and it doesn't cost you a dime.
You see that? No risk to anybody. Again, it never costs you a dime to go and have your Medicare looked at and helped make a choice for you from Clarity Group. Never costs you anything. Now, we also want to let everybody know where you are. Clarity Group is right on Transit Road in Depew, not far from the Big Wegmans. McKinley Mall, Boulevard Mall, Batavia, they'll even come to you, or they'll even come to your company if they would like to have a representative from Clarity Group come on out and address a group maybe who are getting very close to 65. But even though with all of these wonderful locations, we want people to know that you are open all year round. You don't see a sign saying, well, see you next open enrollment period. No, their doors are open. Their people are there. They are there for you all year round. So if you would like to go, guess what? You don't really need an appointment. Walk-ins are always welcome. Although if you have an appointment, they can expect you. Let's talk about that with Lisa Giancarlo. Lisa, you even invite them in on a Saturday morning for a little one-on-one with Medicare, correct?
We do.
every weekend at our Depew office, we have what they call our Medicare with Clarity, which is a Medicare 101 session to teach you everything, all the ABCDs of Medicare. Maybe, you know, even if you're already on Medicare and you don't think you understand something, you know, and you just want to refresh your course, we're here for you. And our Boulevard Mall office and our McKinley Mall office alternate Saturdays.
Okay.
And the baby office will alternate Saturdays also. So you can call us at 716-393-3437. You can make your reserve a spot for the Medicare 101s for Batavia and Batavia and Transit Road at the same number. You're going to press number 1. McKinley, you're going to press 2, and Boulevard, you're going to press 3. But you can also just call to schedule a one-on-one appointment after hours or on the weekends or, you know, whatever suits your needs if you're still working or whatnot. But our Medicare 101s are fantastic. We've gotten a fantastic response from them and refreshed. So stop in and ask your Medicare questions to one of our fantastic agents that are running those programs.
Right. I mean, and, you know, and let me also reiterate, you're just not born knowing about Medicare. You really need to be taught, you know, what it is, what each plan offers you. And Karen, let me get you back in here too, because you will show people the variety of plans that are available to them, not just one or two. You don't have any skin in the game to pick just one. If people go to a specific company, you're going to buy their product. You don't really care. You just want to show them which is their best choice. And many of these are these wonderful new 5-star plans that are available.
Yeah, when we sit down with folks, we have a conversation with them. We listen to what they have envisioned for them, for their their future needs with their plan. We try to understand how they want their plan to work for them. So we'll look at their doctors, we'll look at their medications, we'll talk about the enrollment periods because we don't want them to come up against any late enrollment penalties or anything like that. So, you know, we look at all the different options. We show them all the plans. We talk about the plan star rating. There are many, many choices for 5-star plans in this area. We're very fortunate in this area to have a number of 5-star plans from both local and the national carriers. And we have all the materials right in each one of our locations. So you can actually touch and feel and see the plans and take your time and look at it and not hang on a phone call, you know, with an 800 number for 4 hours trying to figure it out on your own. So you can pick our brains and get our advice, and then we help you enroll in the plan. And we're there for you all year round, all throughout the year. If you have any questions, you can give us a call.
I just love that. And I have, let me say that again. Also, you snowbirds out there, that may make a difference on which Medicare plan you choose, but Clarity Group has them all for you, so you can go ahead and make an intelligent decision. Clarity Group, we're so happy to have them. They make Medicare clear. They're in Depew, McKinley Mall, Boulevard Mall, Batavia. Their main number, 716-393-3437, or log on to claritygroupny.com and do it today.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.